Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Some moms struggle to relate to their sons as they grow and mature. Author and mother Cherry Fuller knows what that's like. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. She says we can understand a mother's place and influence in the life of her son, and join Joe to unpack the truth about what a son needs from his mom. Cherry explained how literally getting in the game with her son impacted her relationship with him.
But it just took me a while to see, for instance, after they were out of the sitting on the floor and building with Legos, which I was very willing to do that and play board games. But I found as soon as they hit kind of middle school and high school, if I really wanted to connect with my boys, it wasn't going to the mall and shopping for earrings or looking, you know, window shopping like with my daughter. It was going out and throwing the ball. It was learning how to shoot hoops with my son who's played year-round sports his whole life. And I already played tennis. It was going out and playing tennis with my son Justin and all of us going and swimming. It was active things because especially boys, their feelings open up much more when they're active, not when they sit in a chair and have tea with you. It's great to take them to breakfast and lunch and to sit around the dinner table. But boys really, they're like, their emotions are like oatmeal. And when they get heated up through activity, they begin to say things like, well, Mom, I'm worried about my basketball tryout on Friday, or there's this cute girl in my class, or you know, something that I wouldn't have known if I hadn't gone out and gotten on their turf. That's what I call it, getting on your son's turf. And I talk about that in the book. And so I think we connect with boys differently than we do with girls. With my daughter, I could braid her hair and we'd talk and just a lot of girl things. But it was different with my boys, and they're marvelous men and dads and husbands, and I'm just crazy about them. And it was a learning experience. It was a big learning curve. So I just share some of that learning curve with moms and my experience, but also the experience of other mothers and I also who were raising boys, and I also interviewed a lot of guys about their moms. I loved what your son wrote and made for you as a gift for Mother's Day, Joe. That is so neat.
Well, it's fun. He, ever since he was in preschool, they made a similar card. The questions would be different, but he would bring things home. And of course, when he was 2 or 3 years old, his questions were way off. I mean, my eyes weren't the right color. I liked cherries from a jar on 1 year. It was hilarious. But now as he's getting older, I mean, his answers were spot on, except the cooking on the stove
like
part.
He's really paying attention to Mom.
I don't know that I'm really good at the cooking on the stove, but if he thinks I am,
then you are.
Then I am.